Patient name, Kelsey, spelled K-E-L-S-I, last name Rodriguez, date of birth, 6/23 of 10, date of service 1/10 of 23. This is a 12-year-old female patient. She is here today as follow-up from yesterday. I had given her amoxicillin for an infection in her pharyngeal area, her sore throat. Patient returns today stating that when she takes the amoxicillin, it starts to give her stomach an ache, a feeling uneasy and somewhat nauseous, period, new paragraph. I have told her that she needs to take this medicine with food. She has not done that. She has taken it on an empty stomach. She will change her habit in taking that medication thus forth, period, new paragraph. No other issues verbalized. The blood pressure 108 over 66, pulse 71, respiration 16, temperature 97.7, oxygenation 99%. Current medication, she's taking amoxicillin as described above, period, new paragraph. Medical history, surgical history, no changes. She was here yesterday. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. She has obvious rhinitis as well, and a slight cough has developed due to the rhinitis, period, new paragraph. Ears, mild tympanic membrane erythema, oral pharyngeal area maintains erythema, although nothing ominous, period, new paragraph. Period, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, regular rate and rhythm, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft and non-tender, bowel sounds are present and within normal limits, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. She continues with acute pharyngitis and mild otitis media. She will continue on the amoxicillin. However, she must take that medication with food. She is not to take that medication on an empty stomach, period, new paragraph. Nausea, I will also write for Zofran, 4 milligram to be taken 3 times a day, PRN nausea, number 12, period, new paragraph. Rhinitis and mild cough, Phenergan DM, 5 ml, 4 times daily, number 120 ml. Period, new paragraph. She's going to monitor her symptoms and return to clinic or call if there are any other issues.